from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief, Chloe, August 19th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First from Stat. Physician group sues Trump administration over dietary guidelines process. Washington, a lawsuit filed Wednesday with the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, alleges federal agencies improperly rewrote the nation's dietary guidelines. The suit, brought by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a nonprofit that advocates for plant-based diets, claims the Department of Health and Human Services in the U.S. Department of Agriculture used a secret panel of scientists backed by the beef and dairy industries to flip the food pyramid. It also alleges the government disregarded federal law that dictates how advisory committees function. Next. Second from Healing the Source. Wellness trends I'll never partake in again. I used to think more was the whole point of wellness. More supplements, more modalities, more discipline. If it cost money, took willpower, or made me uncomfortable, some part of me assumed it had to be working. I don't believe that anymore, thank God. Honestly, I think a lot of us who were so desperate to heal, I mean, to just feel normal, whatever that means, were willing to throw the whole non-toxic kitchen sink at our symptoms. Even if that meant spending hundreds, if not thousands, on supplements. Or waking up early to wash and juice organic celery juice to only then sit on the toilet. Up next, third from Tell Me Three Good Things, 18 August 2020, 6-3 Good Things. How do we see the world as sacred again? By radical noticing, looking for awe in all of life. Tilda Lucy Jones, this is why we practice. 2 swims in the last 3 days after being out of the pool for weeks. It felt so good to get back to swimming. I was able to renew my passport online, including taking the photo at home myself. Miraculous. So thankful my son let me know this was possible. My daughter cooked dinner tonight. Such a gift. Now you? Tell me three good things? So, and then. Fourth from the Macaws community by Mast Cell 360. Understanding phage. A macaws and essential oils. Fascia is the connective tissue running through your entire body, and when it's tight or restricted, it doesn't just affect mobility. For those with macaws, it can be tangled up with nervous system dysregulation, chronic inflammation, stalled detox, and continued reactivity. Jody Cohen of Vibrant Blue Oils joins us to talk about what fascia it is, how it connects. Fifth from Before It Breaks. Coming soon. This is Before It Breaks. This site requires JavaScript to run correctly. Please. Up next. Sixth from Endpoints Pharma. Trump to pick Heidi Overton to lead the FDA. The request could not be satisfied. Request blocked. We can't connect to the server for this app or website at this time. There might be too much traffic or a configuration error. Try again later, or contact the app or website owner. If you provide content to customers through CloudFront, you can find steps to troubleshoot and help prevent this error by reviewing the CloudFront documentation. Generated by Cloud. From CloudFront request ID I7LVLVM6X9WSTLA0FXFRF8A0MPIT Y47F15XOJWHOSQUALS. And then, 7th from Stat, Stat Plus. Trump expected to pick White House advisor Heidi Overton to lead FDA. President Trump is expected to nominate Heidi Overton, Deputy Director of Domestic Policy for the White House, to serve as the next commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, according to a person familiar with the matter. Overton, who has been a powerful health policy voice in Trump's second term and at times frustrated leaders of the Make America Healthy Again movement, will have to face scrutiny from a Senate panel before getting the job, should Trump choose her. Next. 8th from Rue Girl. How to build a better salad. We all have a few random ingredients sitting in the fridge that don't feel like enough to make an actual meal. But honestly, some of the best salads start that way. The trick is knowing how to bring everything together. In my opinion, a good salad needs a few key elements. A fresh base, a filling protein and carb, something creamy, something tangy, a fresh add-in, a little crunch, and a really good dressing to bring it all together. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.